Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, September the 17th of 2019. I wish it was August, don't you, Brooke?
I do wish that it was August.
Or do you go just to the rest of
July? Yep.
If, but, yeah, by the way, I wish it was still July, listeners. And by the way, I don't mean like July 17th. I mean like, I'm talking like July 1st, and the day just started. It's midnight. July 1st just started. You know, / June 30th, / July 1st. We just getting started. We got 8 weeks to go. That's what I wish it was right now. Don't you?
Yeah,
I really do, because nonetheless it is September 17th and not the other one with that mistake I almost made. September 17th. I said this yesterday, but I still can't believe how quickly it's going. Even September is going by now. I mean, winter is going to be here before we know it. And other than the holiday, other than Christmas time, I don't want it. I mean, after January 1st hits, winter can just, goodbye. I mean, goodbye. Is that how you feel about it? That's how you feel about it, right?
Yeah.
Is that after it can just kiss you, goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
Same with me. But we're so glad you could join us tonight, wherever you may be, and however you may be accessing the program tonight. I wanted to let you know, the reason I'm early tonight on the show is that I have something I have to go do tonight and get ready for an appointment tomorrow. And nobody needs to worry or anything, because it's nothing bad. It's just that I have an appointment. Downstate. And really, it's nothing bad at all. It's going to be fine. It's just one doctor decided to retire, and another took his place, and so it's all good. But I will be going to see Dr. Barclay tomorrow. He will be in Saginaw at Frank Gallardo's Church on Stone Street in Saginaw, somewhat near downtown. And you're more than welcome to come on out and hear what the prophet of God has to say. That being said, more than likely I won't be doing a show tomorrow night. I might be. If not, I may do a makeup one. So we'll just see what happens, guys. We'll just see what happens. But something I did want to mention that I don't think I've ever mentioned this on a show before, is America's driving. You know, Sonic Driving is the biggest company of driving restaurants in America. Some of you may remember the old A&W drive-ins where they used to rollerblade out to your car or roller skate out to your car. Those days are back at Sonic, where at Sonic they rollerblade out to your car. They call them the car hops. And it's actually pretty cool. Pretty cool that they bring your food out to your car on the roller skates. But also they have a lot of great stuff. They have a lot. One thing they're really known for is all their different kinds of drinks and slushies and what have you. They have a ton of different flavors of Coke. You can even get a, you can even, Brooke, you want to know something? You can even get a chocolate Coke.
What?
A chocolate Coke.
That's awesome. Is it any good?
It kind of makes it like a chocolate milk, but in Coke form. Isn't that pretty awesome?
Sounds gross to me.
How?
Just doesn't sound very good.
You said chocolate Coke was cool.
I think it sounds cool, but I don't know if I'd try it.
They do have vanilla Coke, though, thank God. And we all know vanilla Coke is from heaven. And, yes, listeners, by the way, for you Dr. Pepper fans, including you, Preacher Man, they do have Dr. Pepper. I don't know if too many people still drink that or not. I don't know. But they do have Coke and vanilla Coke and all that great stuff. And they have some of your favorite fair foods there, including corn dogs. You know, you can never go wrong with the corn dogs, ever. So delicious. Every time. I hope they have vinegar fries. Because, like, as I said earlier, I did not get all the fair food that I wanted. That antique festival is this weekend. I honestly wish they would let people in just to go get fair food. You know?
Uh-huh.
At the gate, like if I told them that I had no interest in the antiques, that I just wanted food, they'd be like, what do you want? Elephant ear? Whoever brings vinegar fries. I wonder, does Fisky go to the antique festival or no?
I don't know for sure.
What about Red Barn? Do they go?
They probably do. Yep.
You remember one of the real good fry places was there?
I remember getting fries. They also have, do you like gyros? Like the Greek gyro, do you like those?
They're okay. They're decent, but they're not a fair food.
Right. Well, they, at the antique festival last year, they had one of those stands where you could get a gyro.
Is it also at the fair?
I think I did see them at the fair this year.
But what about, trying to think here, was the steak tip guy there, was he there at antique?
I don't remember seeing him.
What about the pizza one that's nearby?
I think there was a pizza one.
How many of the elephant ear ones were there? Two or three?
Mm-hmm.
What about the cinnamon rolls? Were they there?
I don't think so.
Just over half of them were there, though, you would say?
Yeah.
Including one of the well-known fry ones. I wish there was a way to, like, sneak up right up in front of the fry place.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, you're just coming from the road, you know, and then you end up in front of the fry place. Like, what you want? Some vinegar fries and a Coke with no ice. And then go to the other place. What you want? Elephant ear. That's the, one of the fair foods that Sonic doesn't have that I wish they did is elephant ears.
Yeah.
Because elephant ears is one of the best fair foods. People can say what they want about funnel cakes, but I don't think a funnel cake is the same. I like elephant ears better. Are you the same way?
Yes, I am.
And funnel cakes are usually too much chocolate and not enough anything else. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Like if there was a vanilla one, that might be different. But you can't even tell that it's deep fried, unlike the elephant ear.
Right.
And to me, you got to be able to, if it's at the fair, you got to be able to taste like the deep friedness. But that being said, after this show, believe it or not, listeners, after I finish this episode, I will be heading down to meet my mom, and I'll actually be down at Sonic. I kind of wish Sonic also had an inside.
Me too.
Because otherwise, if I lived right by one, I would totally do a show out of Sonic. I would totally do one right there at a Sonic.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah, we got to get a Sonic. We need a Chick-fil-A. At least that new barbecue place open, but still need more restaurants around here, though. And I kind of got to say, enough with the upscale stuff. Like, where's the diners? The real diners that actually stay open at least somewhat late to, like, 8 o'clock. You know, Shirlene's closes at 2:30 now, sadly.
Really?
Yes. And in my mind, that was not exactly a diner either.
How come?
In my mind, it was more like a senior place, not a diner.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I agree.
A real diner is like, for everybody, it's a place that you may see a lot of seniors, but you also see a lot of, like, younger people, too.
Right.
Like those ones in that state to the south. I'm guessing someone you knew of actually went to that Schmucker's one that I told you about, didn't they? That friend that lives there, that lives in that state, they've actually been to Schmucker's, Brooke?
Yeah, they probably have.
They said they went to some very good diners down there that they wish Michigan had.
I haven't talked to her much since she moved down there.
She just said, like, they had some really good diners, though.
Yeah.
Which, like, that's one of the big differences in... I gotta say their diners are pretty good. And if someone asked me again, what's your favorite part about Ann Arbor? I would have to tell them 40 minutes from the border.
Right.
They'd be like, and I'd be like, well, U of M University's there, and that's great for football. But other than that, I like that it's 40 minutes from the border. And they'd be like, what about how close it is to Detroit? I'd be like, at that rate, I'll pick Toledo.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Why? For one of the reasons, FOOD. And being able to, and all that, and just feel like to a degree that state to the south, to a degree, is a bit more slow paced. It's a bit more, it's just a bit different. And everywhere you go is different. But anyhow, that's the programming note, is that there probably won't be one tomorrow, but
I'll be right back, okay?
There will be possibly a makeup soon. All right. Now, listeners, also, I want to tell you how you can tell others how they can be a part of the show. Now, this will be quick. We're believing God to increase the amount of listeners on the show. And we have a number that you can call to be a part of the show. the number to call in if you want to call in and talk to me about generally anything you want to talk about is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, like on the show, mainly we talk about sports, the Word of God. You know, we talk about food stuff and stuff like that. To call in, again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts, and when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. You'll want to go ahead and press 1. You will be taken through a call screener. My assistant will let me know that we have a caller, and then we'll let you on the air. And hopefully we can have some great callers. Now we're going to pray, and I'm going to open up the Word of God. To Mark. Chapter 2. And I'm going to go to verse 1. Let me just see here. Actually, I'll go to 3. 3 tonight. Mark 3. And we will read down to No, actually, we will start with verse 20 of chapter 3. And I want to go down to the end of the chapter. But before I do that, I want to pray. Before I even pray, though, I would just want to encourage you that for the next little while, to just follow along with whatever I do. If I pray, you pray. Where'd you go?
No, I've been here for a minute.
You what?
I just went to blow my nose, but I've been here for a minute.
Sorry. But like I was saying, if I pray, you pray. If I sing, you sing. As I open up the Bible to study for a few minutes, you study along. And as I exhort, you receive what God wants you to receive tonight. Amen. Now, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening. Thank you for these listeners who have made the choice, the right choice, to be a part of this wonderful program tonight. I thank you that they will receive something from you tonight. Whatever it is that they are believing you for, they will receive it. I thank you that your hand is on us and upon my listeners tonight, and that you are working on their lives. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And I confess over the show right now, Heavenly Father, that sponsors are coming into this program, increases in listenership are coming into this program, and most importantly, Jesus, think of that, increases in listenership are coming, but most important of all, I thank you that increases in souls are coming into this radio program in Jesus' matchless name. Amen, and amen, and amen. As I said, I'm going to Mark 3, and I want to begin with verse 20. Mark 3:20. I found it. I'm just giving you a few seconds to follow it. You go all through the Old Testament. Yep. Then Matthew. Then you'll find Mark's house. Now, if you come up in front of Luke's house, you went too far. Now, obviously, in my Bible, you know, Dr. Barclay, he has a special edition Bible, and he will use to say, if you have a Mark T. Barclay special edition Bible, it's on page 1,472. I love that when he would do that. We all thought it was funny. I don't know if that's exactly the right page where Mark 3:20 is, but I just used that number as an example. Not the Mark 3:20, the page number. Regardless of the page number, I do want you at Mark 3:20, and I'm going to begin reading now. Then Jesus entered a house, and again, a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. They got too busy. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him. For they said, he is out of his mind. And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, he is possessed by Beelzebub, the prince of demons. He is driving out demons. So Jesus called them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and he's divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house. I tell you the truth. All of the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, he will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. He said this because they were saying, he has an evil spirit. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you. Who are my mother and my brothers? He asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. And then I wanna read a little more. I really want you to see this parable of the sower tonight. And again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was large, so he got into a boat and sat in it, as on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them through parables, and in his teaching he said, verse 3, I kind of skipped over 1 and 2 because that one was, obviously every verse in the Bible is good, but but this is the meat. So follow along. Listen. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds of the air came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places. It didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. Oh, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they didn't have a root. Other seeds fell along thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they didn't bear grain. Still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and it produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100-fold. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that be seeing but never seeing, but hearing but never understanding, otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." 13. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? If not, then how will you understand any other parable? The farmer sows the word. That would be me right now. I'm bringing you the word of God." Off pause. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others are like seed sown on rocky places. They hear the word, and at first they receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. And when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others are like seeds sown among thorns. Hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires of other things enter in, and they choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others are like seeds sown on good ground. They hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. Praise God. let's talk about this. You want to? So the farmer goes to sow a seed. That would be me. Or we could say, like if you're at church, you go to church to hear your pastor preach, or your guest speaker, whoever you're going to have preach, or you listen to my show, and I give you the word of God. Some people, you ever hear the word? Satan doesn't even try. He just comes, steals the word instantly. Gone. No recollection of it. Other people hear the word of God. At first, they receive it with joy. But then in the time of, if there's persecution or anything else because of the word, they fall away. And they only last a short time because they have no root or no foundation. Others, they receive the word with joy, but when promotion comes, or when other things get in the way, they are not able to receive the word. Either they'll get so distracted that they just quit coming to church, that they quit trying to receive the word of God, and that makes it unfruitful. That is the thorns. But then, the good soil, the good ground. Like in the cornfield here. And then it yields a crop 30, 60, or 100 times what was sown. And these people are the ones that hear the word, they receive it with gladness, and they put the word of God into practice, and they live for God the way they're supposed to. Now, the question becomes, as a Christian, where are you? Are you on the path? Are you one of those that when you hear the word, you just forget? Or you don't receive it? The bird is coming, gone. In other words, like, Satan just takes it away from you. And that, or are you group two, which you receive it for a time, but when you get tested, you fall away? Are you group three, person number three, who you receive it, you come to church, maybe steadily, maybe when it's convenient for a little while, but then you get a promotion on the job, and then it's like, I can't come to church anymore. I'm done. Because, well, I love Jesus, but I got to make the money. On this job, I can make great money. Or it could be other things that I've entered in. That chokes the word, make it unfruitful. And maybe when that event is going on or something, maybe you just go to church, but you're so distracted that you can't receive it. Or you're group four, the one that in the good ground that produces a crop. Which one are you? And as you seek God, as you go along and you walk with God, as you fall more and more in love with the Lord, you know, you got to kick pride out. You got to do your best to keep sin out. And you got to kick the devil out. If you don't kick him out, he's just going to keep coming in there, stealing the word. You know, the devil wants to steal the word from you before, during, and after church. He doesn't want you to remember the word of God. He doesn't. Now, he knows the Bible, but he doesn't. He knows the word, but he doesn't want you to receive it. He'll get in the way wherever he can. And that sower goes out to sow that seed. And, you know, when you hear the word of God and you receive it from your pastor or you receive it from another guest speaker in your church, or you receive it when you listen to the show, faith is being deposited into you. It's being deposited into you as you receive from what is being said. As faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Reading the Bible is great for you, but hearing it is how you build faith. Am I saying that hearing is better than reading? No, not necessarily, but both are very important. The closer you are to God, the harder it'll be for Satan to be able to come and steal the word from you. And the closer you are to him, the more you'll be able to receive from him when the word of God is opened and presented. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time tonight. Thank you that we will be doers of the word and not hearers only, that we will examine ourselves and see where we are in our walk with you, Jesus. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, there's something going on Thursday night that I absolutely forgot to mention to you. And this is really cool. Jesse DePlanis is coming to minister at Living Word Church on Thursday night. Great pastor, great preacher out of Louisiana, and he brings a powerful word, and I just can't wait to hear what he has in store for us. So come on out, Living Word on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, 2010 North Stark Road, mile north of US 10. Prayer is at 6:15. Service is at 7. You can come in and receive from the Word of God via Jesse the Planner. And he's pretty funny also. So you get to hear the Word of God and hopefully some comedy from him too. And some of you need to laugh, listeners. I just know it. Some of you haven't laughed in forever. The Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. I've also heard that laughter is the music of the heart. And hopefully you'll be there to, if you can't, to hear Jesse the Planner. If you can't get there, you can stream it at marktbarclay.com. That's the website, marktbarclay.com. And you'll be able to stream that service, which I will not be doing because I will be at the service. And if I'm there, I honestly don't see why I have to stream it. But before I do anything else, I have a testimony I want to share. Someone in the church have been, my church have been battling cancer for a while. They just in the last week and a half or so got a report back from the doctor. And the report is, there is no cancer in this body. Cancer cannot be found anywhere in this body. Praise God Almighty. And when you hear something like that, it is just awesome. It speaks to the greatness of our God. That he does miracles. And some of you may think he doesn't do miracles anymore. God used to do that. He quit doing them. Oh, really? The Jesus I know of still does miracles today. Still does them today. And I believe we're going to see miracles made, more and more miracles be made manifest in people's lives. I absolutely believe it. I absolutely believe it. Amen. Now for sports, Tigers earned a split with the Orioles last night, and it's crazy. The last 4 months, all they can earn at home is a split. They can't win a series. They can split some, but they can't win them. What's a split? You lose half the games, you win half the games. But they win this one 5-2. And Jordan Hicks with his 9th home run of the year. And good for them. 5-2 winners. Tonight, they go to Cleveland to face the Cleveland Indians. Well, 4.5 games behind Minnesota, but still, they've been nicknamed the Cleveland Windians before. My hope is that they'll be able to maybe salvage this series, as now they're just trying to avoid losing 119 games like they lost back in 2003, which is their worst record in franchise history, was back in 2003. NFL, last night you had the Browns destroy the Jets 23-3. As the deluge of quarterbacks being injured is just crazy. Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, Sam Darnold was hurt, so their backup quarterback started. He got hurt. Then the third man came in. Some odd stuff. Football for the weekend, in case I don't get them in later. You have the Lions playing the Eagles on Sunday. Eagles aren't doing so. Eagles are 1-1. Lions are 1-0-1. I'm going to pick Fly Like an Eagle 26, Lie Down 22. Michigan taking on Wisconsin in Madison. And I see Michigan finding a way to get her done this time in Wisconsin. Wishing again, 29. Mac and cheese, 25. MSU, I'm expecting them to get a win as they want to bounce back from falling to 8-0 State. High school picks, you have Midland at home versus Saginaw Heritage. I will be there. And for Midland, they're 3-0. Doing great. Ranked number 4 in Division 2. Heritage 2-1. And so, my pick is my pick for this game is comic books 37. Let me think. I lost Heritage 21. That's a good one. Don't you like that? I lost Heritage. Don't you like that? I lost Heritage.
Yeah, that is fun.
That's a good one. I would say do something else if I picked them to win, but since I'm not, and I think Midland's going to beat them, I had to say the lost Heritage. So it's 37-21. Comic books. Dow High is taking on John Glenn in Bangor Township. It's not in the city limits of Bay City exactly. So John Glenn is 2-1, mind you, but I think Dow's going to beat him. I think it'll be kind of close. Give me Dow Jones Industrial 31. And John Hancock 25. And so for the winners for all these games, I have Eagles beating the Lions, Michigan State winning, Michigan over Wisconsin, Midland over Heritage, and Dow over Bay City Jung One. Until next time, folks. Now, I just want to remind you, don't forget about Dr. Buckley and Saginaw tomorrow. And don't forget about Jesse to plan us at Living Word on Thursday night. All right, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.